President Bush announced today that the U.S. is freezing the assets of more than two dozen companies and charities suspected of ties to terrorist groups. The president also promised to pressure foreign financial institutions to freeze terrorist assets overseas.
We will lead by example. We will work with the world against terrorism. Money is the lifeblood of terrorist operations. Today we're asking the world to stop payment.
Bush administration officials say they want to use diplomacy as well as military action. NPR's Steve Inskeep has been covering the U.S. military buildup. Good morning.
Hi, Bob.
Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld is trying to define victory. What does he say it is?
Well, Rumsfeld made an interesting statement yesterday, Bob. He said, and this is something that administration officials have said one way or another multiple times, he said, aircraft carriers and cruise missiles are not likely to find one person, meaning a terrorist in the wilds of Afghanistan. And so today we see, instead of the U.S. Navy or the U.S. Air Force, the U.S. Treasury Department in the front lines of this battle, and U.S. officials declaring that 27 different companies and agencies of different kind, non-governmental organizations, charities, have had their assets frozen in the United States, and they're going to continue that. Rumsfeld yesterday, speaking to reporters, also made an interesting analogy. He said that a lot of people, when they think of a victory in war, they might think of, say, the Battle of Midway, this great naval victory in World War II. Rumsfeld said in this particular conflict the United States is in, a victory that he would like to point to recently is that the United Arab Emirates has cut off diplomatic relations with the Taliban government of Afghanistan, one of only three countries that had relations. And certainly that's not as satisfying or as dramatic a victory as you would hope, but Rumsfeld says it's little steps like that over a period of years that U.S. officials hope will make a difference.
Yeah, but he also has U.S. planes surrounding Afghanistan.
Absolutely. The United States is saying that it intends to hold the Taliban government responsible for sheltering Osama bin Laden and the al-Qaeda network. Now, the Taliban have been trying to distance themselves, at least in public statements, from bin Laden, saying over the last few days, we haven't been able to find the guy. But we should mention that bin Laden has issued a defiant statement once again today from somewhere, calling on Pakistanis to rise up against what he calls a U.S. crusade. And Donald Rumsfeld is saying that the idea that the Taliban do not know where al-Qaeda is laughable. And they are preparing anyway for a possible military response if the Taliban don't cooperate.
The Taliban says it brought down a U.S. reconnaissance plane.
Yeah, over the weekend, there was an announcement by the Taliban that they had shot this down, then they said they hadn't, then they said they had, and finally the United States confirmed that, in fact, there is a surveillance plane missing. Now, it's unmanned. It's an unmanned aerial vehicle, as it's called, and essentially what these planes can do is send sometimes real-time live video pictures of a battlefield or of a country that you're flying over back to U.S. commanders. So one of those was over there. Rumsfeld does not acknowledge that it was actually shot down, but they lost contact with it for some reason, so it's lost.
Bush administration's been speaking publicly about encouraging rebellions within Afghanistan itself, and there is a rebel group there.
Yeah, the Northern Alliance still controls perhaps 10% of the country, an extremely mountainous corner in the northeastern corner of Afghanistan, and some of its leaders have been saying that they would be very willing to work with the United States, and U.S. officials have been saying they'd be very willing to work with the Northern Alliance. But some analysts that I've been speaking to have been cautioning that this is a rather complicated and difficult situation to get into, Bob, because Afghanistan is divided ethnically. There are various ethnic groups. The majority is a group called the Pashtun, and the Taliban are Pashtun. The Northern Alliance has less Pashtun participation. It represents more some of the smaller ethnic groups. And so analysts are saying if you side with the Northern Alliance in what is in effect a continuing civil war, you run the risk of alienating the majority population there. Now, U.S. officials are speaking of a broader coalition. There is a deposed king of Afghanistan who is Pashtun and is still alive, living in Rome, but he was deposed in 1973, has not been back to the country since, and it's not clear that he would be willing to go back.
NPR's Steve Inskeep.